Let's stand together and sing as we prepare our hearts to worship the Lord.
Be your name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord, to be a glorious name. Give and take away, give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Give and take away, you give and take away. My heart will choose to say, blessed be your name. I sing you for our good, our love to say. And the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be your name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Of the Lord, blessed be your glory.
Please be seated. Greetings in the name of our Savior. As we gather to worship God, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, the Christian Sabbath this day, to rest in the righteousness of Christ, to think about our Lord's death and to praise God for the redemption we have through him, to get physical rest as well. So may the Lord bless you with a good Lord's Day. And as we worship God, may he inhabit our praises. The announcements are generic. Carolyn's away, and there weren't any new announcements, so they're pretty much the same as last week. Please check the bulletin concerning some of the things that are coming up. I will be on vacation as of this afternoon. I'll be gone for two Sundays, and there is something that comes up that you need pastoral care. Did I say something wrong? No. Okay. Call Pastor Mack or one of the elders, and they will be able to help you. And I believe that that's. Is there anything that needs to be announced? I feel like I want to announce stuff even when there isn't anything to announce. That's It's pretty bad, right? Let's stand together. I want to read a passage from Hebrews 10 to call us to worship. Forget the writer to the Hebrews is writing to Jews who have come to Christ. They're being tempted to go back into the old ways, the old worship, the Jewish way of doing things, to be real Christians. And the writer is saying to them that's going back into the old, and it's neglecting and turning from the gospel of Christ. And he says this: "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water." So let us enter into the presence of God and worship him as we sing hymn number 457.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, Mount of God's unchanging love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let that grace, Lord, like a feather, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
Let us pray together and ask God to visit us with his presence in a special way as we worship him. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the fount of Jesus' blood which washes away our sin. We come into your presence and our consciences are sprinkled clean. We can come before you and know that our sins have been paid for. And so, Father, as we come, we as sinners struggle with doubt. We are prone to wonder. And this morning, as the scripture lessons and the sermon will encourage us concerning that tendency to sin in our lives, we pray that you by your Spirit will bless us and instruct us and encourage us and strengthen us in the faith. Lord, bless our worship that it might please you. May we remember that when we gather for worship, you are the audience. You are the one who receives our worship. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated and take your hymnals. And for our Old Testament reading this morning, we're going to read it responsively. Psalm 73. It's a great psalm that illustrates what the sermon is going to be talking about concerning doubt and denial. And I think it will be good for us as we read this psalm on page 811 in the hymnal to sort of enter into the experience of the psalmist and to, as we read it, see our own experience in it, because surely it is our experience as well. That is Psalm 73, 811 in the hymnal. I'll be reading the lighter colored text, and you will be responding with the bold text. Let us read God's word together. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. For I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They are free from the burdens common to man. They're not plagued by human ills. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. The evil conceits of their minds knows no limits. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. They say, how can God know? Does the Most High have knowledge? Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure. In vain I have washed my hands in innocence. If I had said, I will speak thus, I would have betrayed your children. Till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny. How suddenly they are destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. When my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds. Let's bow before the Lord in a time of silent confession. Surely the words of the psalmist are words that we have cried out many times as we struggle with God's providence in our lives, as doubt and despair arise, and we look at the unbeliever and think that they're even better off than God's people. Why serve God if these kinds of things happen? Well, have you ever thought that? I'm assuming you have. Before the Lord, let's confess this tendency to sin and the sins of the week. Our Father, we thank you for daily and especially weekly on the Lord's Day opportunities to confess our sin. We thank you for your grace, because the very fact that we admit that we are sinners and would come before you on the Lord's Day and at the end of each day and get down upon our knees and say, forgive us our trespasses, is evidence of your grace in our lives. For the unbeliever does not believe there's a God, or if there is a God, that God is not upset. Boys will be boys, and we're all sinners, and so therefore, somehow or other, it's not important. But we know, Father, that every sin offends you, grieves your spirit, and so forgive us for Christ's sake. Let me read to you a promise from the Word of God in John 5:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my words and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but is passed from death to life. God will not judge us for our sins, for he has judged our sins in Christ. He may discipline us as a father, but he will not judge us in the end. And he forgives us every time we come to him, and for that we take great comfort. We're going to sing as we remain seated. Two verses from Just As I Am, verses 1 and 3. They remind us of the doubts that we struggle with.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fighting things and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come.
Father in heaven, we thank you for the promise of the gospel and for this beloved hymn that we can come just as we are with all of our doubts. You know them already. We know that you forgive us. You love us as children. You won't break a bruised reed when we are hurting. You will apply to us what the scriptures call the balm of Gilead, the healing touch of the Spirit. And for that, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for restoring us to fellowship with you. For Jesus' sake, amen. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. At this time, Dave will read for us our New Testament lesson. It is Luke 7, verses 18 through 35.
Luke chapter 7, starting at verse 18 and finishing up at the end of the chapter, or rather at verse 35. 7:18 through 35. John's disciples told him about all these things. Calling two of them, he sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" When the men came to Jesus, they said, "John the Baptist sent us to ask you, are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. So he replied to the messengers, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight. The lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me." After John's messengers left, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out in the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear expensive clothes and indulge in luxury are in palaces. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you. I tell you, among those born of women, there is no one greater than John. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. All the people, even the tax collectors, when they heard Jesus' words, acknowledged that God's way was right, because they had been baptized by John. But the Pharisees and the experts in the law rejected God's purpose for themselves, because they had not been baptized by John. To what then can I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling out to each other. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not cry. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you say, here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by all her children.
We're going to sing a medley of songs. We'll sit for the first, and then we will stand for the last two. Hymn 606, and then 676, 606. Teach me thy way, O Lord, teach me thy way. Teach me thy way. Help me to walk the right, for by faith less, by sight, lead me with heavenly light. Teach me thy way.
Special mercy for
charge that on himself he laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith, sweet consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, ere to take as from a father's hand, one by one the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land.
Let's stand as we sing this last chorus.
And a good work in you. Faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it. Struggles you're facing, you're slowly replacing your hope with despair. For the process is long and you're losing your song in the night. You can be sure that the Lord has his hand on you. Safe and secure, he'll never abandon you. You are his treasure and he finds his pleasure in you. To complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you.
Pray together. Our Father in heaven, we have sung songs that have spoken about our struggle in this life. And now as we look at your word and we will see struggle in a great man of God, we ask that you might teach us and encourage us in the faith. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.